Welcome to Face to Face. Some of the best times in people's lives happen at home, specifically in the kitchen, where food, family, and fun seem to gather. Vianey Rodriguez and Angelica Rodriguez talk about the joy of family and food.
I know you were nervous, but I mean, we're going to talk about food. So
it's just going to be me and you talking about food.
Yes.
The way we always
do. What we do all the time.
First, I do want to touch the topic of you, Momo, and Walita Cuca's.
So Momo being my mother.
Yes.
Your grandmother. Walita Cuca being my grandmother, so your great-grandmother.
I definitely want to know what started your passion for sweet life or your cooking career, your cocktail career. I definitely want to know who inspired that.
I think it was both of them. I feel like they're both, when they would both get together in Aransas, when we were smaller, they would come over and they would cook together and, you know, and they were so good together. Like, they would play off each other.
They
were a dynamic duo. Mom and grandma would be cooking and I would sneak in there and I'd be like, can I help? Can I do this? Yeah. Can I chop? I mean, let me sit there at the table with you.
Yeah.
But it was grandmother who really was like, Walita Cuca, who was more like, let me teach you how to make empanadas. Let me teach you how to roll out the dough. And I think that's one of the first things we did together, too. Well, let me ask you now, too.
Okay.
Because we just toured, right? The
yes.
Culinary Institute
yes.
in San Antonio.
It was very exciting.
Yeah. And you came back even more excited. And what did you say?
It definitely motivated me to get back into my roots, my culture, get closer to Walita Cuca, Momo. Because they definitely, you, Momo, and Walita Cuca definitely inspired me to become a chef.
And I start crying, but it's been such a blessing to see you blossom. Yeah. Like, I can't even remember the first time we cooked together. Do you remember when it was, when it kind of clicked for you?
I was about 5 years old when I saw you in the kitchen and you were making enchiladas.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember asking you, like, how do you roll them up? Can you teach me how to roll them up? And you would teach me how to make the filling, the sauce, how to fry the tortillas. And you're like, this is how Momo used to teach me. I used to come into the kitchen. I would ask her a bunch of questions and then she would teach me. But that's what I do really love about cooking. It's that you're never bored of it. It's always something new. And that's why I really love helping you out with your blog, your website, your events.
I feel like we work very well together because we both, at the end of the day, want to feed people. Right. I think food is very locked into memories.
Yeah,
I know it is for me.
It's very nostalgic.
It's very nostalgic. And I think that with the whole Sweet Life website, it was just, you know what? People were really like the beans. I'm going to give them chalupas.
Yes.
I started pozole, everything that I linked to.
And that's what I'm super grateful for is that you're always going to be with me every step of the way, whether it is trying new things such as this right now. I've never done anything like this before. And it's just going to lead me to bigger and better things when you're with me.
Yes.
Because you're so supportive and you just let me be me. And that's what I really love about you.
Yeah. It's just there's some people don't. And some people think it's going to come easy, and it's not.
Yeah.
And you know that, and you're willing to put the hard work in it.
Yeah, everything's not going to be handed to you. You have
exactly.
to work for it.
And I'm super proud that you know that, and you realize that, and you're ready to do it. So
yes.
It makes me happy. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
The bonds that bring and keep families together probably won't ever be explained. But if there's food and family involved, it sheds just a little light on the mystery. Face to face.